Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be in the house of God, amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 84. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the cause of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them is Zion, appeared before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O Lord, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusted in thee. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Let's come to the Lord now in a prayer. Thanking him and praising him. We thank the Lord for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us for worship, for prayers, O God, to listen to your word, to sing to you, Lord, to hear from you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Let's give thanks for all the good things. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord, we know that when we do wrong and make a mess, there's a God who accepts us when we repent and come to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, truly, one day in your house, a forgiving God, a merciful God, who teach, we thank you for the teaching, thank you for discipline, thank you for correction, thank you for the provision, thank you for the trials, thank you for being with us. We never felt that we are alone. You are always there beside us, hearing our prayers, guiding us. We thank you, Lord, for our families, our good health, our children, our spouses, our sources of income, our jobs. Oh Lord, thank you for the joy that filling our heart every day in serving you, Lord. Thank you for your church and your people, oh God, that you are drawing every day near to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Come now to the Lord. Confess your sins and your trespasses. He is faithful and just. If we'll confess our sin, he will forgive and he will purify. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness we receive from him. We thank you, God, for your provision of the blood of Jesus to cleanse us, to purify us, to justify us before you as we repent, as we come back to you, asking forgiveness of our sins. Let us now come to God and request Him our needs. What we need, don't be anxious about anything, but in prayer, petition, thanksgiving, present your request to God. Present your request to the Lord and ask Him forgiveness of your sins. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you and magnify you. Small needs or big needs, it's all in the hand of God. He will give us as we come to Him. As we ask in His name, according to His will, according to His promises, whatever we ask according to His will, we know that He hears us. Yes, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore. Let's pray now for one another. If you know anyone who is in need, having a problem, difficulties, need job, need healing, let's bring that person now to God. Let's bring that brother or sister to God. Heal, Lord, heal. Provide, O God. Open way, comfort. Solve problems, Lord. Our eyes on you. Hear our prayers, O God. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, let every family shine for you, Lord. Yes, O God, let people see the true God, see you through the life of your families. I pray for each and every family, they will worship you daily, they will unite in one accord to follow your ways and your word, evangelize, to reach the lost, to have Bible studies with their neighbors, to reach people. Lord, make a way, O God. Thank you for all the families, for every man and woman who stand firm to lead his family in the way of righteousness. Hold them with your grace and sustain them. Provide for the families. Yes, O God, thank you. Raise up children, godly Lord, and use our children to serve you. As they are giving their life to you, Lord, use them mightily in the name of Jesus. I pray for those in the family who are unsaved, touch them and save them in the name of Jesus. Now let's pray for our friends, our relatives, our colleagues, our neighbors, the people we see every day, the people in our work, the people we meet in the streets, in the market. Let's pray for them. Let's pray that we can impart the message to them whatever way, face to face or through the media. Lord, we bring all these people that we know in your hands. We pray for those who are unsaved, touch them. Give them your word, O God. Help us to impart the gospel to them. You make a way, Lord. Hear our prayers and guide us and be with us to please. I pray for people to be saved, to come to know Christ with this way, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church that God has put in this place in UAE. And let's pray for UAE, let's pray for the other countries and nations that the church has extended through families, through individual members, through congregations. Let's pray for Oman also, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, USA, Australia, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Uganda, Malawi. Let's pray for all this, for all these nations. Lord, we pray. You bless all these nations. Stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus. Let people know that you are the true God and we are your servant. And give us, give all your workers, the members of your church. Oh Lord, give us boldness to preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves, Lord, that we will live according to your word, O God, that we will preach the gospel, we will pray for the lost, we will follow the rules, and we will doing well in our jobs. I pray for each and everyone having jobs, protect their jobs, the income, the salaries. And we commit ourselves, Lord, to be good examples to others who are around us, to bring our tithes and offering and fellowship fruit to you, Lord, to evangelize in all these places, these countries as you scatter us. And we trust you, Lord, that all our needs from your documentations, offices, logistic needs, you will be the one to provide. You are more than enough for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for this wonderful time that we can come and give you thanks. And we adore you and we worship you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, O God. Bless all these countries and nations. Bring peace in them so that we can continue to preach the gospel in these places and to expand and to plan Bible studies and also congregations, O God. Help us, Lord. Help us as a church, as we pray now for the church to grow. Help us as a church. Help us as individuals. I pray for the refilling of the Holy Spirit. I pray for more people to receive Holy Spirit baptism in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to preach your word. Oh God, we speak in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and gift of healing, gift of faith, and also message of wisdom, message of knowledge, all these gifts that we need, exhorting, pastoring, teaching, prophesying. Lord, we need all these gifts to continue to serve you, Lord, to continue to reach the lost. Use us mightily, O God. I pray for protection of each and every one of us. Protect us from this pandemic. Protect us from the work of Satan. Protect us from persecution. Protect us from evildoers and those false teachers who try to disturb and to do confusion. We bind the spirit of false teaching and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray that we stand firm with the future world. We will commit our life fully to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, God. We adore you. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray you bless the church, bless the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Enable us, the pastors, the elders, the evangelists, the teachers of the church. We pray that we in the world to reach the lost, that we will do your will. And I pray a blessing upon the worship ministry, the ministry of prayer, upon the ministry of the publication, O God, the mystery of the awesome translation. Bless the woman, bless the youth, bless the children, as all of us in their willing to do the work of yours, to extend hand to help and to bring your word, O God. Bless the farming ministry. Bless also, O God, our in the abode to reach more nations, O God. Enable us, provide for us, O God. Sustain us, Lord. O God, I pray to add to all our congregations, add to our Bible students, add to our members, those who are saved. Yes, O God. Let's pray now for the worship today. Anoint this worship. Even anoint the songs, the prayers, anoint each and every one of us. Anoint the message, anoint the giving, anoint even this recording that will be used to reach, Lord, the members of your church, the members of your body. Anoint it, Lord, and use it mightily to reach the lost. O God, hear our prayers. We thank you, Lord. We bless you manifold. That's all. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord with the gladness. Amen. We are here to worship you, God. Hear our prayers. Hear our prayers and worship.
Glory and acclaim.
Lord, you are Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you for the miracles, the wonders. Thank you for solutions. Thank you for combating the evil forces. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for the victory of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for the plunder and the blessings that every day we are abound with. Yes, O God, we bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Lead us to continue to serve you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord.
You who bring the morning.
Persecutions and the problems. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you for this wonderful time of worship. Even as we sit, Lord, in your presence, speak to us, touch our hearts and lives with your word and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit, and let's bring them into the storehouse of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything you give us, provide for us. And here we are, Lord, we bring to you our tithes, our offerings, our first fruit to you, Lord. I pray, O God, look from heaven, O Lord, and bless your church and your people who obey you, who brought you as a due for you, O God. Multiply this money and use it to reach the lost. Even I pray, rebuke whatever devourer that has come against Ethan, anyone against us. As we obey you, Lord, rebuke these devourers and continue to let the windows of heaven open so we receive your blessing. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. I pray for those who have no job, provide for them. Those who are in need, you give them their needs. We bless you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and we will read verse 1 to verse 29. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with the other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. 2 Chronicles 20:1-29. Verse 2. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over the kingdom of the heaven? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. Our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mataniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. and the Levite of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. So when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fall into the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and the precious jewels, which they stripped off of themselves, money more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Amen. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraka, for they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the valley of Beraka unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat, in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord has made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with song, with psalteries and harps and trumpets, unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you for your word that you give us, and you send us to teach us, to encourage us, to uphold us, to revive us, to take our fear, to direct us, to give us insight and revelation of what we need to do in our life, and how to manage threats and troubles that the enemy will try to inflict on us. Oh God, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you anoint my lips and put verses and statements to teach and to encourage your people with your ways. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen and amen. Here we can see now King Jehoshaphat was a righteous king, who was doing things according to God's will, and all of a sudden he was faced with three enemies, as we have read here, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the people of months here, they came together, united, in one accord to fight against him. All of a sudden, three armies, they are more strong than he, and that is here the situations. You may go in your life and all of a sudden you will find you are attacked by such huge army from Satan and the people with him and those who are doing the devil schemes. And the scripture in front of us today to teach us principles of how we live our life and how to fight. What we need, what we learn today from the message, how we can apply the message in our life. First, faith is required. When the enemy came on them, they have to go outside, they have to fight, but before that, they decided to come to the Lord. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Before they got, they gathered together. Jehoshaphat was alone. He announced, fasting, they came to pray to the Lord, to seek him, to inquire of him of what they need to do in their life. That's here the situation. As you are, when you are facing a problem, or as you are facing a problem, is the time when we face a problem that affects the majority of us, a problem bigger than your size, bigger than our size. We cannot do anything but to come to the Lord, to seek him, to inquire of him, so that he will give us direction of what we need to do. As we had seen how when they announce a prayer and fasting and they come to the Lord by faith, trusting him that he would do something for them, he did not let them down, but he did a marvelous things and deliverance for his people. The same here for us today. As we come to the Lord, we expect much from him. In our prayer and worship and fasting, God will do marvelous things. But we learn more from the message of today. Holiness in life and transparency is needed. Here, King Jehoshaphat, when this army came and he announced fasting and gathered the people, they came to seek the Lord. We read from verse 5 to verse 11. He present the situation to the Lord. He told the Lord that these nations that you did not allow us when they came out from Egypt, you did not allow us to take their nations. You did not allow us to take their lands. And now they are the one who came now to take us from our land, and they want to drive us out. Now here, King Jehoshaphat, he did not do anything wrong. When you are not doing anything wrong, then you are not at fault. But the people who are doing wrong, they are at fault. And here, why Jehoshaphat was confident to pray these prayers and everyone was there was listening? Because that is the tactics of the war. That when we present the situation to God in a clear and a clean way, transparent things, we have not done anything wrong, God will work for our behalf. And even the people understood that the situation, we did not do anything wrong to them. We did not take their land. But now they are the one who is invading us, who want to drive us away, who want to overtake us. Now here, the transparency and the holiness. If King Jehoshaphat, having wrong things, having wrong motives or corruption and evil agenda and something non-pure, then he will be taken by the enemy. We will be taken by the enemy when we are doing wrong things and we are attacked. But when we are doing the right things and we are transparent and we are not doing wrong, we are pure, we have not taken anyone's rights, then God will work in our lives. Now hear what I want to say here. When we are attacked, when you are attacked by the enemy, it is also opportunity for yourself to check yourself if you are in sin, if you are doing something wrong, or if you have done something wrong. That is the time for you to repent, to come to the Lord. In 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive us and He will purify us from all unrighteousness. So here, when we are attacked and checking ourselves and there is something wrong, we need to confess it and we need to renounce it, reconcile with God and do the right thing so that the Lord will have mercy on us and He will restore us and He will help us also. In the Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13, it says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Now, when we confess our sin, when we are in attack and we come to the Lord and check ourselves and their sin and we confess our sin and renounce them, we will find mercy from the Lord. And that is how our prayer and our fasting will be effective and fruitful and will be answered by God. That is what God wants from us to do and to achieve the right things. When we are in right stand before Him, we have repented, we are doing right, we have not done wrong, then in that case the one who is at fault is the enemies who are attacking and who are invading us. We need also, during the time of spiritual attacks, the time when we are having troubles, we need to practice justice. Here, the situation was very clear, represented by King Jehoshaphat to the Lord. Everyone was listening that they did not take their land. They did not invade them. But then they are the one who is invading them. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession which thou hast given us to inherit. Now here, King Joshua was practicing justice. He was giving to everyone his right, even his enemies. He did not invade their territory. We need, when we face certain trouble situations and we are praying and fasting, seeking the Lord, we need to check if we are practicing justice, if we have given everyone his right and what is it due for him, if we have respected other people's rights. If we have done these things, then we are in the correct way and we should not be afraid, because here the Lord will be beside us and He will be helping us and He will be the one also to establish us. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 4, it says, the king by judgment establishes the land. But he that receive his gift, overthrow it here. When we practice justice, when we do what is right, we'll be established, we'll be preserved, we'll be conserved. Amen. Even the enemy attack, people will trouble you, people make you problems, but since you practice justice and do things correct in the sight of God, don't be afraid, you will be preserved and you will be also protected and conserved. The next point, have confidence and have a trust in the Lord. When we having a problem, we need to have full trust in God. Amen. How many of you, when you have a problem, your faith is decreased or your faith increased? Amen. Our faith should increase in time of troubles, because that is the time that we can see the Lord is with us, that we should have full confidence and trust that the Lord is there. He listened to our prayers. He knows what is going on. And also during that time, and we are praying and through our fasting, we need to claim the promises of God. King Jehoshaphat say in verse 9, he said to the Lord, but God had to promise them. Yes, we have to ask God in time of troubles, time of need. We ask the Lord to fulfill his promises to us and what he said. If when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. They told him, Lord, you are the one who say, when you have a problem, you come here and pray. He say, Lord, we are now here. Amen. All of us today, we are here. Amen. And we are crying to God. Yes, whatever your problem, whatever the situation that you cannot bear beyond your capacity, there is a God today. We are coming to him in confidence and fully trust in the Lord that he will fight for us, he will help us, he will sustain us. In verse 12, what Jehoshaphat cried to God in his prayer, he's presenting the situation to him. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we have what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Hallelujah, let's come now to God. Whatever your problem, whatever your situation, that is the strategy. Prayer, fasting, come by faith to God. The problem is not to break you, but the problem is to make you strong. The problem is to make you know who God is in your life. I believe today God has sent this message to help us, to help His church, to help His people who have set their heart to serve Him. Let's come to God. Let's say to God, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? Hallelujah. For we have no might against this great company that cometh against. Yes, Lord. We have no power. We have no might against this kind of people, this group of people, those evildoers, those unfaithful, whatever you are facing now from a threat, present it now to the Lord Almighty. You told him, we have no mind against this great company. Neither know what we to do, but our eyes are upon you. Yes, Lord, I don't know really what I can do, but my eyes upon you, Lord. Cry to God. Who is the one disturbing you? Who is the one affecting you? Who is the one who is having with you problem and causing you troubles? That is now the time. This is our time. The time for God to act, the time for us to cry to the Lord Yes, O God, help us. We are crying to you, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. Strengthen us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. What we learn today. Prayer and fasting, crying to God, put a trust in Him, unity. Unity is very important. All Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. All the families came fasting. Children, adults, little ones, babies, all with fasting coming to the Lord, trusting Him that He will, the one to fight for them is a bigger problem. And we need to come to the Lord as a church, all of us united with one mind, one accord, one purpose, doing the and to fulfill the will of God. We ask Him to help us so that the problems that we are facing today will be moved out from us. Come to God now. Come to the Lord with unity, with one mind, one thought, so that the Lord will fight the battle for us. Coming to the Lord in a prayer and fasting and pleading and crying to God, what we learn from what had happened, God will send His assuring message. While after Jehoshaphat prayed and they cried to God, the Spirit of the Lord, it came upon one of the Levites and came upon that man, a man of God, and He gave them the message, the assuring message to help them to continue to stand firm. And He told them and He said, "Hearken ye all Judah." That is Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mataniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph. He told them, "Hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God." Hallelujah. The battle is not yours, not ours, but God's. "Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not." Hallelujah. "Nor be dismayed. Tomorrow God against them, for the Lord will be with you." That's the message. He gives them assurance with a message, with the clear details. And that's here the power of prayer and fasting, coming to seek the Lord, confessing our sin, bringing justice, being transparent, renouncing your wrongdoings, and having full faith and trust in God. As we are praying and fasting, God will give the message that help us to fight the battles against the enemy. Hallelujah. The Word of God say, "Be anxious about nothing, but in a prayer, petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus our Lord." The message had given the people of God peace, had given them assurance. Even the message today is a prophetic message. It gives us assurance. It gives us peace. It gives us direction that we don't need to go and fight ourselves. We will just be stand firm. We will go in the battle, but we will not fight. God will fight for us. He will fight for us, and He will defeat the enemy. And we need to understand that out of the flowing of the heart, the mouth speaks. When they hear the message, they were happy. They know God hears their prayers. They know God will fight for them, even as the faith in coming to God is increasing. Is increasing. Thank you, Lord. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground after he heard the message. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levite of the children of the Kohathite and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with loud voice on high. That's where, why we worship God, because here the Lord is doing miracles for us, and we need to stand firm. In verse 21, it says, and when they had consulted with the people, they appointed singers unto the Lord. Next day they went out. They wake up early. They went out to the battlefield. They are not discouraged. They are having faith. They are having a trust in the Lord that He is going to fight for them. And that should praise the beauty of His holiness. As they went out before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. Yes, praise the Lord, for His mercy is enduring forever. Yes, we need to have faith in God. And we need to have faith in His people who bring to us the message of the Lord. The way God sent us the message is that is the way that God is providing for us. King Jehoshaphat told them. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord, your God, so shall ye be established. Believe His prophets, so shall ye prosper. The church leaders and the church who teach and disciple with God's word will give the message. The message we give is the message of the Lord for you to be encouraged. Trust and take and go and do the work of God. You don't need to fight. Go tomorrow and stand firm, and the Lord will fight the battle for you. The Lord shall fight the battle for us. How He will do it? How He will fight? What He will do? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not in your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and your path will be straight. You know, sometimes we are wondering how God will do, but what we have read here, what God did with them, God set ambushes, that He put ambush, and when they began to sing and to praise, that's when we sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Verse 25, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. That is how God fought the battle in this great way for His people. The battle is God, and the victory and the plunder for us. Jesus fought the battle for us in the Mount Calvary, and we have. He defeated Satan, He defeated the power of darkness, He defeated death, He defeated sin, sicknesses, demons, principalities, and He gave us the victory. We have the plunder. You know, we have read that when they went there, they found only dead bodies, and it took them 3 days to gather the plunder. You see here, put in your mind, anytime the enemy will attack, he will invade your territory. That is a time that you will be blessed by the Lord. You will be that. That's the time for you to get the plunder, to gather the plunder from the enemy who is attacking you. Amen. We need not be discouraged, but we need to go forward to give glory and praise unto Him. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord, because they got a plunder. They got a lot of things. They have a victory. They were delivered. They were escaped. They were saved from the power of darkness and from their enemies. Even we are today, and they came singing and praising God. That is here now when God saved us, when God delivered us. God called us to be more faithful now, to be more transformed, to come, to commit our lives and will to Him, to serve Him, to follow Him, to do the ministry of Him. We have been blessed by God, and more than this, and the fear of the God was on all the kingdom of those countries. When they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel, yes, the same will be happening to us. The people will know, our enemies will know that God had fought against our enemies, and we are blessed, and we have a plunder, and we are prospered. Come now to the Lord. Come. Come now to God. Let's all stand in His presence, and let us sing. Let us worship the Lord together in this place of worship. Yes, O God, we magnify You, Lord. We adore You. We worship You, Jesus. Thank You, Redeemer. Thank You, Master. Thank You. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Let's give Him the praise for all what He has done, for all what He is going to do, for the victory that we have and that we receive from Him. Yes, O God. Emmanuel, our God is with us. Hallelujah. Let us sing praises unto Him. Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. We adore You, God. We thank You, Lord. We worship You, Jesus. We magnify You. Thank You, Lord. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
receive victories, thunders, the nations, harvest of souls. Oh God, we trust you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. The battle is yours. The victory is ours. Oh God, take this message and spread it. Let reach your church, your people who are in need of it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territories. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, the battle for the Lord, for the Lord. Amen. Fear not.
Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am with you. Fear not.